This is Mythical.
We're so excited to introduce you to Great Jones. Great Jones makes high-quality, thoughtfully designed cookware that's so stunning you won't want to put it away. From Dutch ovens to ceramic dishes to non-stick sheet pans, they've got you covered.
Heck yeah, they do. Their products come in a variety of amazing colors, from classic black and white to pinks, greens, yellows, and blues. And the best part, Nicole, everything's non-toxic.
Josh, I've been in the market for a kettle for months.
Yeah, I've heard you talk about it a weird amount.
Yeah, I've bought like a bunch, returned a bunch, but I just got my hands on the Great Jones Fellow Kettle collab, and I got it in the color broccoli, and I'm so excited to make artisanal teas and coffees. I'm trying to get on my coffee game right now, and I'm so excited to use a gooseneck kettle. We have no idea.
I'm excited to use their yellow hot dish, aka casserole dish. Shout out to Minnesota and Fargo, North Dakota. I'm at that point in my life where I'm like, I'm an adult, I should have nice vessels to serve food out of.
Sure, fair.
Instead of just serving it on like stainless steel restaurant style things. And I like it. It's cute. It's got a good design. Bakes really well. Holds heat. I'm in, baby. And once you try Great Jones, you'll want to share it with friends. They make stunning gifts that are actually useful. Weddings, housewarming parties, birthdays, it's the perfect gift for the foodie in your life.
So upgrade your kitchen and replace those old, rusted hand-me-downs with bold, beautiful, long-lasting pieces from Great Jones. Get started today at greatjones.com and get an extra 15% off your first order with promo code SANDWICH. That's greatjones.com, promo code SANDWICH.
If the Chex Mix pieces were different high school cliques, the theater kids would be mini breadsticks, but which piece are the cheerleaders? This is a hot dog is a sandwich.
Ketchup is a smoothie.
Yeah, I put ice in my cereal, so what?
That makes no sense.
A hot dog is a sandwich.
A hot dog is a sandwich.
What?
Welcome to our podcast, A Hot Dog is a Sandwich, the show where we break down the world's biggest food debates. I'm your host, Josh Scherer.
And I'm your host, Nicole Anaiti.
And Nicole, I know that we said a long time ago we would never discuss politics on the show, but I think it's time that we get really serious,
okay,
you know, and discuss what's the best piece in the Chex Mix bag.
Oh my gosh.
I know it's going to get controversial.
Yeah, of course.
It's going to get
naturally
heated.
It's just human nature.
But there has to be a forum for healthy debate in this world, Nicole, and that's what the heck we're doing today.
Damn, you want me to just go out and say how I feel right now?
No, I want you to pussyfoot around the subject for the next 90 seconds.
Okay.
And then finally kind of work up the courage to tell me your real thoughts.
Well, all the Chex Mix pieces are important and equal, but there is one standout that I think we all know. I mean, it is just in your face, and you know that Chex Mix piece is the piece. It is the only piece that really matters.
I disagree. I know what you're
going to
say.
Do you know what I'm going to say?
Do you want to do it on three?
What I'm going to say?
Well, I'm going to say what you're going to say on three,
but
because
what
I know exactly what you're going to say.
It's not my opinion.
It's not my opinion. I hate you. You are a piece of crap.
What is what I'm going to say also what you're going to say?
No.
Oh, you have a different one.
And I vehemently disagree with what you're about to say.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
One, two, three. Rye chips.
No, it's not rye chips. And I'll tell you why.
Tell me why.
Because there is already a standalone product called Rye Chips that exists, and it's made
but
by a superior company that
Gardetto's?
Makes Chex Mix. Oh, yes, Gardetto's is superior, even though are they owned by the same company as Chex Mix? General Mills since the late 90s? Of course they are. So I'm saying that, Nicole, if you want Rye Chips, you get a bag of Gardetto's.
No, I don't. No. See, you're thinking that I just want a solo bag of Rye Chips, and that's not what I want. I want to fish
Why wouldn't you want the single best piece of Chex Mix in every bite, Nicole?
Because life has ups and downs and checks and balances. And sometimes in life, you need to eat the crappy little mini ribbed breadstick.
Why are they ribbed for whose pleasure?
For my pleasure? For whose pleasure? So, you know, in life, sometimes you need to eat, you know, the crappy little pieces to really savor the really good rye chips. I don't know what it is. I like fishing through and collecting them while also eating the rest of the Chex Mix. Am I weird?
What's your general strategy for Chex Mix eating?
Gosh. So what I like to do is I like to put the dark pieces together. So the rye chips.
The dark Chex pieces,
yeah,
the whole wheat Chex.
Those are the best because they carry the most flavor. Like,
I don't know why.
They're so dense, but like whatever seasoning powder they put
it's
on
like
the Chex Mix.
It's like a burnt Triscuit.
It's so damn delicious. So I like to put the dark pieces together and I eat them together. And I try to eat the rye chips alone, but I also will eat it with the Chex. And then I throw away the pretzels.
No, you don't.
Either throw away the pretzels or I just ignore them completely. Okay. Yeah. And then the breadsticks, I might gnaw on one a little bit here and there. And then, yeah, I have a whole methodology.
I will go through, and instead of throwing away the pretzels, I will put them all in my mouth at once. I will go through, sort through the entire mix and put them all in my mouth and just get them out of the way.
Uh-huh. You get them.
And then I'll take a sip of Diet Dr. Pepper and just wipe my palate clean. And then I have an ideal snack mix where all of them, I think, have good merits, right? Rye chips, we're talking texture on that,
I love the crunch, the shattering crunch.
It's a shattering crunch. But that said, like you talked about, the Chex Mix is a bag of, contrasting textures.
Fun times.
It's back in fun times.
It's the best road trip snack.
Agreed.
I think so.
And not only original Chex, I'm talking bold party mix.
I love you.
More MSG. This is not scientifically verified yet, but more MSG per square millimeter of snack food than any other snack food I've ever had.
God, it is so good.
It is. So it's just MSG, white pepper, and it is fantastic.
Vinegar? But there's a bottle of vinegar on it or something.
Is it really?
I think so.
I think it might be Worcestershire.
Is it Worcestershire?
So,
incredible, whatever it is.
To get my official answer out of there, Nicole, it is called Chex Mix. The best piece in there, it's the corn Chex.
Oh, it's not the corn Chex.
It is like a precursor to Doritos 3Ds. Mm-hmm. Chex Cereal 1, it's a fantastic cereal.
Oh, yeah.
It has horrifying history and origin behind it.
You were telling me before this.
Yeah, we dove into the research. Okay, so we've talked a lot about how every soda brand started off as some sort of heavy narcotic, right?
Sure.
There's just cocaine in all the sodas. There's lithium in it, all that. Conversely, every single wheat-based snack food, grain-based snack food, started off as some insane, like, religious wellness cult from the 1800s. Like, you had cornflakes,
so
right, where John Harvey Kellogg, and he was giving people yogurt enemas at his sanitarium, you know, and then Post was started by one of his acolytes. Graham crackers were started by the Grahamites, who believed it could temper sexual urges. I had no idea that Chex Mix was part of that via this strange cult called Ralstonism that was also
horrible.
Have you heard of Ralstonism?
No, but I love finding out about cults, so this is a new one for me.
Yeah, it was also horrifyingly racist. I mean, straight up pro-eugenics. I also love to point out when companies have, like, historical Nazi ties. Fanta
yeah,
soda.
Do.
We'll get into that one day. But, like, yeah, the origin of Chex is absolutely horrifying. Just to, like, get into it, a precursor. So it was literally created by the Purina company.
Oh, the dog food
called, yeah, so Purina didn't start off as a dog food company.
It started making that.
And then they eventually separated brands, but it was called the Ralston Purina Company. And they introduced Chex cereal in 1935, originally called Shredded Ralston, to try and appeal to the Ralstonites. And then they changed it to Wheat Chex. You know the Purina logo?
The red.
It's like a red checkerboard.
Yes, yes.
Chex, checkerboard.
Right?
The Chex literally looked like the Purina logo. So anywho, the original Chex came out in 1935. And then in like the 1950s, they published Chex Party Mix, right? The swinging 50s, World War II, baby boomers done. Let's get drunk, drink some probably beef bouillon-based cocktails and eat some Chex Mix.
Yeah, what is that about? I've been seeing that on my TL.
Really?
Beef stock cocktails?
Dude, I'm back into it. Campbell started this whole campaign where they called it Stocktails, I think.
That's great.
But yeah, there's a drink called a Bull Shot that has a vodka and beef broth and probably Worcestershire and stuff in it. I really enjoy it.
Interesting.
Bloody Mary, you drink a Bloody Mary.
Yeah, why not?
Anywho, so yeah, literally Chex were created by a Ralstonite, and they believed, okay, Ralston is an acronym that stands for Regime, Activity, Light, Strength, Temperation, Oxygen, and Nature.
What's temperation?
Temperation is not drinking, like withholding things from yourself, like the temperance movement.
I'm kind of down, though.
No, Nicole, don't bring back the temperance movement.
Regime. That's good. Activity.
Regime is generally a bad term.
Regime means like a diet is a regime.
Yeah, you have a regimen.
A regimen. Yeah, okay. Activity, great.
Yeah.
Light, shining, vitamin D,
it's
strength, so important. Maybe not temperation, like moderation, okay.
Yeah, a little bit.
Oxygen, need it.
Yeah, nature, you love it.
Nature, want it.
Yeah, okay.
This sounds like fun.
What they didn't include in the acronym acronym for, again, the inventor of Chex was that they believed in, like, forced castration of non-white people. That's rough. That one's
I
bad.
I don't like that.
We officially denounce this thing.
I don't like that part.
That said, the Times, holy crap, insane that all these serials have that sort of origin.
It's really, maybe people were just crappier before. Maybe,
well, yeah, I mean, you know, this is mid to late 1800s, you know, anywho,
standards of morals.
Flash forward, 1952, original recipe for Chex Mix is created, but it didn't end up in bags on shelves until 1987.
Great.
So that's the general timeline. Going from like racist, pseudo-religious wellness cult to then a cereal made by a dog food company to now being in all our homes and shelves in 1987. Wow. Nicole, does that change the way you think about Chex? I was pretty floored by all this.
I mean, it's crazy to think about, but a lot of origin stories are wild.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of like desensitized to wild stories at this point.
That is true.
Yeah. And, it's very interesting, and I'm glad that like you brought it to the forefront. But gosh, if someone takes my rye chips, I'm going to be pissed off. If someone gets the rye chips off the shelves, we're going to fight.
I like how we joked about politics in the beginning.
Yeah.
And then now it's like, well, racist forced castration wellness cult. Anywho, Corn Chex.
You like
piece.
Corn Chex?
It's the best piece. It's the best piece.
Can I ask you a question? How do you feel about Muddy Buddies?
Oh, Muddy Buddies are interesting.
Tell the people what Muddy Buddies are if you know what Muddy Buddies are.
Muddy Buddies are something that the rich, attractive Christian kids' moms in high school would make, and then they would send them to school with a giant Tupperware full of it, or they give out individual bags to people for gifts.
How many times you got a bag?
What?
Did you ever get a bag?
Sometimes I didn't get a bag, and I was like, is it because I'm Jewish? Or like, did you think that this was did you think that you were being respectful by not, because like Muddy Buddies are, people would make them for Christmas.
Is it a Christmas food?
But it's not like a historically Christian food.
No.
You know what I mean? It's not like Jesus was eating, Muddy Buddies with the disciples.
No.
But I don't know. People would make them around Christmas time.
Okay, interesting.
At least from what I've never actually made them. What are the ingredients?
It's I think it's melted chocolate with powdered sugar, maybe peanut butter. Some people.
Corn syrup.
Yeah. People put like sugar. It's like a coated Chex cereal.
Yeah.
And it's so good.
It's so good. Oh, there's so much just hydrogenated
oil. Okay, let's see. Yeah. Chex cereal, peanut butter, chocolate butter, vanilla, salt, and powdered sugar. So good.
It's okay. And they started selling those in stores now, too. That came like much later than the original Chex Mix.
I have an idea.
What's your
idea? Why don't we make Chex Mix Muddy Buddies, but like the whole bag?
Just you just want chocolate covered rye chips, you fiend.
Yeah.
You absolute fiend.
Do you think I care anymore? I don't care anymore. This is a good idea. If you think, write in the comments on the Apple podcast page how much of a good idea that is.
I think I'm fascinated by how many flavors that Chex Mix has come out with.
Yes.
Because like the original flavor of Chex Mix, the original recipe that was posted on the box in 1952, which was actually from like the wife of the founder of the company, it was melted butter, Worcestershire. The only ingredients were like wheat Chex, corn Chex, and peanuts.
Oh,
and
nice.
It was just Worcestershire butter and like onion powder.
OG.
And you just melt it on there, bake it off till it dehydrates and becomes nice and glazed.
Yeah.
I want to bring back the original.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I love, like you said, you only want the rye chips because they have something else to contrast off of.
Mm-hmm, true.
I'm the opposite. I would just like a giant bag of seasoned Chex coated in butter and Worcestershire and then the occasional peanut, Nicole. That's what
occasional
I want.
Occasional peanut.
Occasional peanut. That's where my politics lie.
Very, very good. I love me some cheddar Chex Mix.
No, I disagree entirely. I think the original flavor of just pure MSG and Worcestershire.
Oh, no.
Is the best way to go. Like, to me, the Bold party mix can never be.
Oh,
beat.
Yeah, the Bold
still,
is. The Bold is like next level.
I've had it all. I've had the honey nut, the salt, the sweet and savory.
I don't like
the
honey nut. I don't like the honey nut.
I think keep sweet things sweet, keep salty things salty, unless you're talking about kettle, what are they called? Popcorners.
What are
you read popcorners?
What is a
you know pop?
Pop
chips?
Yeah,
the like air puffed potato chips they sell at the Costco now.
Uh-huh.
They got a brand of triangle shaped ones called popcorners.
Uh-huh.
And it's also made of popcorn.
Do they give them? Do they give them on airplanes?
Airplanes? Yes, dude.
Yeah,
dude.
I hate them
so much. No, me and Julia.
Ew.
We were on a flight and we literally ate six bags of those. We came
the
back.
The kettle corn ones.
Yeah,
I saw them
at the store and then I bought two family sized bags of them and we've just been eating them. We'll dip them in ice cream.
Aww.
Oh, man. Yeah. Popcorners. That's the only salty sweet snack that I approve of. Everything else, I don't know.
I'm not a big fan. Yeah. Chex has those crazy flavors. They have the maxed. The spicy dill maxed.
Yeah, don't love it.
Oh, it was disgusting. It was wet. How was it so wet?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know how they make Chex Mix wet, but
well,
they did it.
The recipe was literally, we're covering this crispy cereal in sauce, yeah, and then we're baking it off, right?
I guess.
And then I'm almost fascinated, though, by the fact that all these pub mixes, like, they were a big thing because of these, like, you know, 60s, 70s, like, party era things. Mm-hmm. And I feel like now it's only for depressing offices. Not Chex Mix. Chex Mix is the one.
Okay.
But, like, Utz.
Oh, like that kind of pub mix?
You know what I mean? That pub mix,
yeah,
they sell it like Staples. If you're selling your food
with the sesame sticks?
Yes, oh, which I love them.
I don't.
I think those are great. I think we need to bring back artisanal pub mixes.
Hmm. Okay.
And that's a big thing.
What would you put in your artisanal pub mix?
Ooh. Ooh, that's a good idea. Wasabi peas.
Uh-huh.
Gotta be number one ingredient. No, wait, no. Hold on.
Okay,
if we're really doing this, Nicole, if we're trying to plan a business.
That's all this podcast is sometimes.
Yeah, it's just trying
ventures.
To get out, trying to figure out how we can stop doing this podcast. No, I'm kidding. We love this is the best part
this
of our day.
This is the best, literally best part of my day.
But that said, yeah, always looking for an exit strategy. You got to look at, like, I'm thinking about these new snacks like Pitos, right? They're like, mm-hmm, Cheetos made from chickpeas because
they're
healthier. There's another one that makes a puffed lotus root.
Ooh,
snacks,
never had
really,
that
oh
one before.
Oh my God, they sell them in Whole Foods. It's called, I can't remember. It's really nice. Anywho, we need to take these, like, ancient grains,
uh-huh,
right?
We
can lie about it. Yeah, we can lie about it, too.
Amaranth.
We can say it's amaranth, and then it can just be, like, a washed Cheeto, you know, that we're chopping into smaller bits. And then we got to dust it with, like, some sort of, like, black garlic seasoning, right? Something buzzy.
Buzzy.
You know?
I hate black
something
garlic,
something like,
though.
Really?
Yeah. It's like jammy. It's like garlic jam.
It's sweet. It's, like, sickly sweet.
Yeah, it's sickly sweet.
Yeah,
there's only so much
though
I can handle. I like raw garlic instead.
I actually, that's a general, to not that we ever get lost on tangents here.
Yeah.
I'm sick of roasted garlic. I think more people need to realize how good raw garlic is. Like people make garlic bread or, you know, I don't know, mashed potatoes, and everyone's taking the garlic and they're like, to make it more potent, roast it first. Like, that makes it so much less potent.
Less potent, yeah.
It's literally less potent. You're muting it.
You're caramelizing the sugars.
Yeah.
Yeah. I one time ate a raw garlic clove and it ruined my life. Remember that?
Yeah, wait, yeah. Was I there?
That was
I also
for the
did
live.
One.
That was for the live.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did it on set and I was like really trying to. It was during a Fancy Fast Food episode and I was
remember.
Like gagging throughout
yeah.
it. And, it was
and
really
I did it and I was stoic as hell. Remember that? I was so stoic, but I was like dying on the inside.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Speaking of Chex Mix, Debbie always used to bring the cheddar ones, and then she would give me the little cheddar squares, the little cheddar triangles in there, and that was like how we were friends.
Oh,
I have
that's
a lot of stories
sweet.
Like that.
Do you think you're on the right side of history, Nicole?
In most things, yeah. In like at least 98% of things, I do.
What do you think most people would say their favorite Chex Mix piece is?
Huh. I would like to think that people think like me.
Nicole, the answer to the survey posted by BuzzFeed, which I believe
oh my God,
is one of the
so
major,
legit.
One of the major three political polling places. They're the ones that
BuzzFeed,
had all the
BuzzFeed, Bloomberg, and what's the other one?
Pew Whopper. Research Center. what's the other one?
I don't know what you're talking about
the Pew
at
Research
all.
Center?
No
they
idea.
They do like a lot of actual polling.
I have no idea what you're talking
Quinnipiac?
About.
Is Quinnipiac the one that does the?
When you say polling.
43%, Nicole, 43% of people said that the big brown toast looking thingies, which is Wow, what a scientific...
Is that the right chip? Hell yeah.
Yes, and then 29% said the yellowish tan Chex, which are indeed the corn Chex. It used to be, fun fact here, it used to be a mixture of corn and wheat flour Chex.
Was it?
They've
now
since cut the wheat flour to just do... Next one, the brown Chex comes in at 10%. 43% rye chip, 29% corn Chex, 10% wheat Chex, 14% ribbed for anyone's pleasure breadsticks, and then Nicole, at a whopping 4%, the pretzels.
Yeah, because the pretzels are the worst part. They're whack.
That is shockingly low, 4%.
Yeah.
I just assumed there'd be some sort of like rounding error anywhere else.
I have a question. Do you like the round pretzel more or the window pretzel?
I like to tongue out the whole of the round pretzel.
Yeah.
Then I have fun.
Yeah, you used to just like kind of sit it on your tongue and like, mm.
Yeah, but then you get the window pretzel and you gnaw off the corners to try and create like a plus
cool
sign.
Shape? Like yeah, a yeah. throwing star?
Yeah, like a shuriken. Shuriken is what it's called. And then if we, Nicole, if we flip the data here,
mm-hmm.
in a poll from Baby Center, which is one of the world's leading centers for baby, it is for babies, by babies, and of babies. And there is a poll that said, what Chex Mix pieces could you live without? And Nicole, there are upwards of 448 voters on this.
Oh,
which
wow.
To me, that is the most scientific poll that has ever been conducted. What Chex Mix pieces could you live without?
Uh-huh.
Effectively asking, what is your least favorite? Rye chip came in first at 36.2%.
No, let me tell you the problem with this.
What's that?
The question is being asked in a weird way.
Yeah.
It makes my brain hurt. What Chex Mix pieces could you live without is like saying the grammar is wrong or something.
It's not the grammar. No, this is actually part of political polling, though, where they mm-hmm. call it negativity bias.
Yes.
If a pollster calls you, which that's how they actually used to do polls and still do, uh-huh. even though now the data is so skewed because it all predicates on the fact of who the hell is going to pick up a phone.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always just an old person who's mad.
That's right.
But it's literally called negativity bias. If someone says like, hey, do you have time to talk about Governor Gavin Newsom? If somebody likes Newsom, you know, if they're like really all for him, which I don't know that I know a single, again, not getting political, I don't know a single person that's like, we really love Gavin Newsom.
Yeah.
Who's willing to talk to them about it? Where if somebody answers the phone and they hate Gavin Newsom and somebody goes, hey, do you have a minute to talk? They'll be like, let me tell you about Gavin. So there is a negativity bias where people will actually respond more strongly if they have that negativity bias. And so in this, what Chex Mix pieces could you live without? People feel strongly that they don't want the rye chips. So Nicole, rye chips aren't just the favorite necessarily. They're the most polarizing.
Wow.
And in an increasingly polarized world, Nicole, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I think you need to denounce your love of rye chips and get on the moderate train of corn Chex.
Moderate doesn't get stuff done. Moderation doesn't. When you're moderate, nothing happens. You need to stick to your convictions and go with it and move forward.
Accelerationism.
And whoever gets in your way, run them over. Run them over. Rye chips for life.
If we were to start our own sort of like mythical kitchen wellness cult.
Okay.
You know, like we don't necessarily have to.
Okay.
All I'm saying, we have an audience, you know, we have a voice, we have the propaganda machine. Maggie, you're down to be minister of propaganda? Yeah, Maggie's in. Good news.
Oh my gosh.
What would your like core tenets be? Of like, this is what you should eat.
No one
this
has
is what you
ever
should do.
Asked me this before.
What are your core tenets of your wellness rituals that you would...
Like food or just like in general?
Both. Like, okay. Like if you look at the
Everyone Ralston. Has to go on a walk for at least an hour listening to the music that they like.
That's it.
That's number one.
That's not a cult. That's just a walking club. That's a,
well,
a hobbyist
group. Well,
that's
how it all started. What is a cult if not a hobbyist group?
Are you going to play a subliminal sound in their music?
No. My cult is going to be just free loving, just energy, vibes.
That's how they all start. And then you start starving them of protein.
Yeah.
You start depriving them of sleep.
Let me go through my other tenants or whatever you said. Let me go through my pillars.
And then 27 people dead in the Tokyo subway. That's how it happens.
So I have a walk. Do you want to do, since it's collaborative, this cult? So number one, go on a walk for an hour listening to music you like.
Okay. At least 3 times a week, deadlift to within 90% of your max to spike your central nervous system.
Okay. Number three, listen to Hot Dog is a Sandwich every day for at least 3 hours.
Yeah. After that, though, you're going to want to supplement it with sounds of jaguars hunting. That way it just increases your testosterone, spikes that so you recover faster from the deadlifts.
Okay, next, Chex Mix for every meal. Every single meal is Chex Mix.
Yeah, but the Chex Mix is sprinkled with creatine. Because that way, Nicole, people think creatine just adds water weight. Your body's 80% water. Most weight is water weight. It floods your muscles. It makes it harder. That way you can do more deadlifts, listen to more sounds of jaguar hunting, and eat more Chex Mix.
Okay, that's good.
I think we got a base. Maggie, can you draft up a deck? Thank you so much. We're going to pitch it to Purina and be like, hey, you want to jump back into the weird cult game from your origins?
Can I just say something? I love this conversation because I feel like I'm tapping into like my childhood right now in a weird way. Does that make sense? Because Chex Mix is just such a childhood favorite.
Yeah.
It's like it reminds me of being in like third grade. It reminds me of like hanging out with my homies.
Was it like the premier snack food on the playground?
I would say so.
What other ones had the like cultural capital that Chex Mix had when you were a child?
Hot Cheetos.
Yeah, Hot Cheetos, maybe we were too later.
Maybe we were too young to eat Hot Cheetos at that time, but it was definitely, Famous Amos cookies. Famous Amos.
Interesting.
Famous Amos cookies were hot on the market. Chex Mix. If your mom really liked you, she would cut up fruit for you and put it in a bag, but then you would throw it away because you're a bad kid. That's me, sorry. So yeah, I think those were the three that like defined my childhood at least.
Flavor Blasted Goldfish. Had to be Flavor Blasted because they were new at the time.
Yum.
And so for me, I was always like literally the Bold Party Mix Chex Mix has such it lives in my brain rent free.
I see what you're saying.
As the kids would say these days, right? But Flavor Blasted Extra Cheddar Goldfish, which I didn't even love. I didn't even love it, Nicole, and I still don't.
But
and I don't think
them.
Goldfish can hold a candle to Chex Mix.
Yeah, me either.
I'm trying to think what else though. Milano cookies, those are ones that I will always resent
because
Hot Kids had them.
Yeah, Milano's were not it.
No.
They wanted to be, but we wouldn't let them.
Where do you stand in the Gardetto's versus Chex Mix? What one bag, two bags in front of you, one Chex Mix, one Gardetto's.
Oh my gosh.
Which one are you choosing?
I'm picking Gardetto's.
You're picking Gardetto's?
Because I'm an adult now, and the packaging is more adult. Is it just me? The colors are more like Baroque. The style is like chicer.
Oh, of Gardetto's?
Yeah, the Gardetto's bag is chicer.
It's got an Italian name.
I know. It's like I'm walking into a deli and it's like, this is the Chex Mix of my people.
So one thing that authoritarian regimes do, right? Authoritarian regimes, they like to create an illusion of choice.
Okay.
So actually in authoritarian countries, the opposition parties will be run by the authoritarian government. And so they
that
kind of
sucks.
Like, yeah, they kind of, I mean, it's all in George Orwell's 1984, right? Mm-hmm. Where Big Brother literally starts the opposition. And so that way, when people join it and they find out it's run by the government, they go, oh, they really do have total control, right? And the goal of propaganda isn't to get you to believe things that are false. It's to get you to question every belief that you had to the point where your thoughts are so malleable. Point is, Gardetto's and Chex Mix, both owned by General Mills. They're the same company, Nicole. I think the rye chips from Chex. Hold on.
Okay, go.
I thought you were calling me Papa for a second.
I was like, what?
I think the rye chips are literally coming off the same factory floor. I think they're the same product.
Do you?
I think they're the same product. Well, I mean, Gardetto's has different pieces entirely. They don't have Chex in it. But what are the pieces of Gardetto's?
I don't know.
Let's go piece for piece.
Piece for piece.
Who can hold on? I've been listening to a lot of political podcasts lately.
I can tell.
Well, more about the history of wars.
That's good. At least you're an educated man.
Shout out to the Lions Led by Donkeys podcast. They do good work.
Lions Led by Donkeys?
Yeah, I believe it was a term from World War I, maybe, referring to inept generals who led brave men.
Cool.
Anyways, what are the Gardetto's ingredients? Crunchy breadsticks, pretzels, double roasted rye chips. Is that really it? No. There can't only be three pieces in Gardetto's.
Maybe pretzels?
There's two
kinds of breadsticks. Oh, yeah, there's like pretzel sticks and breadsticks, right?
But is that really only three pieces in
Gardetto's? No.
This is kind of messing me up.
No. You got the rye chips. You got the pretzel sticks.
There is two breadsticks, right?
You got the breadsticks.
There's like a flat breadstick, and then there's the ribbed breadstick. So the ribbed breadstick and the rye chips. They're calling these double roasted rye chips.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that I buy it, Nicole.
Maybe we just need to buy both of them and taste them in a blind taste test.
Oh, yeah. They got the little fat bread loaves.
I love the
fat bread loaves are so much better.
Oh, my God. The fat bread loaves, man.
Nicole, draft your ultimate snack mix team right now based on your knowledge of Gardetto's and Chex Mix.
Rye chips, mini fat bread sticks, brown Chex, maybe a handful of pretzels just to ruin everyone's life. Was that good?
And we're bringing back the original peanuts from the recipe.
Oh, yeah. I'll throw like a couple peanuts in there for texture.
Yeah. And we're not bringing back the original ideology of the cult that spawned Chex.
No.
My God, again, horrifying people. What the hell was wrong with the world?
No, but you can follow our five pillars?
Six pillars, which are?
Go on a walk every day listening to the music you like for an hour.
Deadlift to 90% of your max weight 3 times per week.
Listen to our podcast for 3 hours.
Listen to the sounds of jaguars hunting.
Eat Chex Mix for every meal.
Creatine. And there you have it, folks. Join the official Hot Dog is a Sandwich, Don't Call It a Cult cult. We'll be out flyering at your local college campus, making people real upset.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Nicole, you've heard what you and I have to say. Now it's time to find out what other wacky ideas are rattling out there in the Twitterverse. It's time for a segment we call... opinions are like casserole! Ariana, I see you. Also, hey, do you like podcasts? I hope you do. Otherwise,
I love them.
You're just sitting here like resenting yourself. You're listening.
Love them so much. I love one in particular that's going to be coming out in 2 days called Best Friends Back.
We tried.
With Stevie and Nagin.
Yeah, they were best friends in high school, mm-hmm. and then sort of lost touch after graduation.
Yeah.
And then now as 30-something, I don't know if they're public about their age, so that's like a weird thing for me to say. Anyways, they're trying to like see if they can rekindle, which is, to me, really incredible concept.
Yeah, I think it's sweet.
If there was one person from high school that you could do that podcast with that you would rekindle, who would it be?
Like my actual friend or like my sworn enemy? Because I kind of want to do it with my sworn enemy.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, so Josh Newman, if you're hearing this.
Josh Newman.
Let's be friends.
Man. I'd probably do it with Terry Pace.
Was that your friend?
Terry, yeah. He's a chef in LA. I should probably just call him. I could always just, Terry, I'm gonna give you a call, man. I miss you. We haven't seen each other in like, God, probably, 11 years.
Yeah,
anyways.
I'm like friends with everyone still.
You're local. You're local.
Yeah, I'm a local, local chick.
Yeah, Terry's in LA now, though. Anyways, first up, we got at Randler Rose, meatloaf is a house food and should never be ordered at a restaurant.
I never ate meatloaf at home.
Yeah, fair. Yeah. It's like there's a couple what I would call like
don't call Cuvée de Meatloaf.
No, I wasn't gonna call Cuvée de Meatloaf. I was gonna say there are several not a PC term, whatever, like white, it's my culture, I can say it, like white trash delicacies that you've never had.
Mm-hmm,
like
mm-hmm.
Sloppy Joe's. You never had that.
Mm-mm.
Meatloaf. You never made chili before.
Not really.
They're all kind of subsets of the same dish of something likely ketchup or tomato based. With ground meat.
Yeah.
I'm a huge meatloaf fan. I think it is a very fantastic food. Really, if you do it well.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a giant meatball. It's the same recipe as a meatball,
yeah.
I'm sure.
Meatballs
are an art.
One time, I think one of the producers got a meatloaf sandwich, and I'm like, hey, can I try that? I've never had that before. And then they're like, absolutely. And I tried, and I was like, okay, I get it, kind of.
Right?
But like sandwich? Maybe.
Yeah, I don't need the bread, because meatloaf has bread in it.
Bread crumbs.
Yeah.
Or bread.
Or just bread soaked in milk. That's how I like to do it.
Nice.
I like a good restaurant meatloaf. I think it's a good way to gauge how good somebody is. Here's the thing. Here's the thing I'll counter with. Steak should be a home food that you should never order at a restaurant.
Oh, I disagree.
Steak is very easy to cook well.
Mm-hmm.
And most restaurants, they're just seasoning it with salt and pepper.
Mm-hmm.
They're just cooking it on heat unless they have some sort of special crazy grill they're using, whatever. You can do that at home better than they can. Meatloaf takes a lot more skill than steak. If anything, never make a meatloaf at home. Only trust professionals with it.
You're silly.
Last time I had a restaurant meatloaf was probably at Guy Fieri's restaurant where I had his like backyard barbecue bison barbecue meatloaf.
That's a lot of bees.
Yeah, it was really good. Just a good-ass meatloaf. You know, I like good-ass meatloaf. I like ass meatloaf.
Okay. DJ Cereal Sauce says... Takis with a banana nut muffin that is fresh out of the work vending machine. Must be work vending machine.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Never had a banana nut muffin that is squishier and softer than a work vending machine muffin.
Nicole, you ever been in an office that had a vending machine? Like they had to pay for it? You had to like put 65 cents in to get a cola?
No, but I've been to like hospitals that have vending machines. I'm sorry. Like vending machines aren't like typical.
Well, okay, so
for it, like me, is that weird?
No, not at all. You haven't worked in a lot of environments where they have been.
Yeah, no.
When I worked for a magazine, we were in like a very old school, like stuck in the 1980s office, and we had a vending machine that took the exact change only. And so, if you wanted a muffin, Nicole, you had to have exactly
like
$1.35 or something. How much do you think a muffin costs?
No, it's like a muffin. I said, oh, I don't know. I've never seen it before. I don't know what I'm going.
What could a banana cost, Michael? $10?
No, I just thought you said $1.35 when I said $35, and I was like, twins. But whatever.
But no, there's something special about a work vending machine because, one, you're already likely in an uncomfortable scenario being stuck at work that you don't enjoy. And then the vending machine, it's like you have to go through a whole process, right, of putting in the coins and selecting it. It's like it was made just for you. And then when it finally comes out, you've turned that commerce into something craveable that you can eat. I understand this. Also, there's likely some sort of like steam and bacteria creating some sort of like heat from that. So it's going to be a little bit warm.
Ew. Oh my God. That is disgusting.
Why? No, it's good.
Is it legal?
Oh no. Yeah. Yeah, of course, dude. It's great.
No.
A lot of the Diet Cokes were expired in my old work vending machine.
Okay. Well, I have one question. Didn't you work for a food publication?
We were a general interest publication, uh-huh. but we won awards and we only made money because of our food.
So why didn't they give you guys food for free?
We had no money. Yeah, we were so poor. Oh my God. Yeah, they would just lay people off. One day, the CEO just came in and like pointed at people and like, you don't have jobs anymore. Sorry.
Okay, but the talkies with the banana nut muffin, weird.
Yeah, I you know.
Just gloss over
the acid of the talkies. I think it's going to clash with a bit. But I get the idea of needing comfort at work.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
All right. At MySmy22, buttered Kaiser roll, Doritos, smush. Maybe throw an orange soda in there. I think they mean throw an orange soda into the greater equation.
Yeah, on the side.
Not into the sandwich.
Don't dip it in.
A chip and condiment sandwich. I wouldn't go butter. I would go mayonnaise, of course.
Of course.
But a potato or corn chip sandwich with some sort of condiment. Delight.
I was just hoping you'd say Kaiser roll.
Kaiser roll.
No, the way that he says Kaiser blade.
Some folk call it a Kaiser blow. Kaiser blow? Some folk call it a sling roll. Some folk call it a Kaiser roll.
Thank you so much.
Smush.
I am fulfilled.
Maybe throw an orange soda in there.
I'm so fulfilled right now. Yeah, I would totally eat this, 100%. I've probably eaten this before.
It's like that British sandwich, the chip buddy.
Instead of chips, it's...
Chips. No, crisps.
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 No, yeah, it's a crisp.
It's
yeah,
a crisp.
Yeah.
Crisp buddy.
Okay, next. Emil Dilert says... This is kind of niche.
Welcome to the podcast,
but
Emil.
Swedish pizza needs to be recognized as its own style. Squeamish about pineapple on pizza? How about pineapple, chicken, banana, ham, and curry powder? How about some North Sea shrimp on it? How about a doner kebab pizza with all the fixins? We've had Swedish pizza, correct?
Yes. Did we order it from a place around here?
So what happened was it was our first podcast. Do pineapples belong on pizza when we used to record it? So our faces were on the internet too.
Yeah.
And you got us a banana curry kiwi pizza?
I think it was shrimp. It was banana curry powder and shrimp.
So
that's a classic
weird
combo in the Swedish canon of pizzas.
Wild.
Yeah, it's from Viking Pizza in Kebab because it is a Persian dude who lived in Sweden, moved to Glendale, opened up a Swedish-style pizza and kebab restaurant. And they have all of it. They have the doner pizza. They have the shrimp and banana. They have something, one word, just called pizza salad. That's just like a little cup of like marinated cabbage. That I guess it's a salad you're supposed to eat with your pizza.
Uh-huh.
If we're ranking pizza styles, you know, I don't know that I have this in my top 50 to 100 per se. I really love it. I love the
I think it's cool. I think everyone should try it at least once.
Everybody should try it. Everybody should try shrimp, banana, and curry powder on a pizza.
I want to eat the doner kebab one.
And I recognize its autonomy as a legitimate pizza style.
For sure. I do as well.
Yes. At Dr. Dunt, pancakes with vanilla ice cream and fresh squeezed lemon juice on top is God-tier dessert. Had it for the first time in Sydney, Australia many years ago.
There's only one way this could be improved.
What's that?
Lemon curd.
Lemon curd?
Lemon curd on it. A little bit of zest.
I do agree that warm pancakes with cold ice cream on top is one of the best combinations in the entire world.
I'm like salivating at the thought of it.
Panqueques con helado.
Oh my God, so good.
I think they had that. That was, we made it for GMM once. It was like an Uruguayan McDonald's specialty.
Really?
It's like dulce de leche filled pancakes topped with freaking soft serve. And that's the ideal. I don't think you should make pancake sandwiches on pancake sandwiches. I don't think you should make ice cream sandwiches with cookies. Make them with pancakes.
Yeah, what are we doing? Oh, that's a brilliant idea. All right. Band Geek 255. When I was a kid, I used to dip my French fries in my Frosty. Pretty normal, but I would dip my fries in ketchup first. Sweet, salty combo is pretty dope. I believe that for you. The thought of that makes me a little ill, I'm not going to lie.
That's the M. Night Shyamalan twist that I was hoping for. I dip French fries in Frosty. Okay, but first I dip them in ketchup.
Oh, gosh. Wild.
What do you do with the ketchup-stained Frosty? You just house it?
No, you dip a naked fry in it.
Okay, but when I get yogurt in the peanut butter jar, Nicole, because cross-contaminating spoons for my morning protein shake, you say that's bad and I shouldn't do that. But I say I finger out the yogurt stains, and then you say we all eat that peanut butter. And I said, I'm not stopping you from eating that peanut butter. I'm just saying that it doesn't have finger yogurt in it.
You're a vile man. You are heinous. You are just a heinous, heinous individual. Oh my gosh. No, man. That's not it.
Okay, here we got Baby Girl Sheto. I think it's a Hungarian name. Bread toasted with ketchup and cheese makes the best poor people pizza. Like it more than real pizza. No. Best poor people pizza here is a flour tortilla. You take that, you put a little bit of cheese in it, you put another flour tortilla on that, because tortillas are, they're really like 4 cents a tortilla if you're buying the right stuff. And then you top that. Ketchup, great, cheap option, but also you get the canned tomato sauce, not the jarred tomato sauce. They charge you for the jars. Mm-hmm. The canned tomato sauce will be 49 cents for a can of Hunt's, and Hunt's perfectly fine, and you smear that on top with a little bit of cheese. To me, that's the ideal poor people pizza.
I like this poor people pizza more.
This is fun, but this goes too far from pizza. I think the pizzadilla is the way to go.
Well, that's you. I like this one. I'm on your side, baby girl.
You've made ketchup toast, which is a good dish.
But the cheese helps.
Oh, definitely.
I'm down.
I'm like craving hot ketchup right now. It's weird. Oh, we got salads for lunch. This sucks.
I'm so excited for my salad.
Oh, I hate this. I want ketchup. I'm going to make ketchup toast in the kitchen.
Okay.
Back.
Opal Dreit says, there's nothing wrong. I'm sorry. I'm already laughing. There's nothing wrong with sticking an entire sandwich in the microwave to melt the cheese a little. Yeah. Obvi.
It's tough, though. It's tough because microwaved bread, it will get weirdly hard on you very quickly.
That's okay.
So I don't know if you've ever seen me do this. I'll just microwave a plate of cheese.
Yeah, you do this for food styling techniques as well.
Yeah, you microwave the cheese and just get it nice and kind of melty. You just sort of get the fridge chill off of it, and then that'll melt really easily.
Sure.
Yeah, but also if you got the time, man, stick in a sandwich. Like, you get like a turkey, avocado, tomato, put the cheese on top of it, broil the cheese to where the heat just gets the tomato enough.
Yeah.
Kind of brings that sandwich up to room temp and gets the juices leaking a little bit.
Yeah, whatever you want, baby. Go for it.
Oh, this is interesting. Steph makes what? Dollar store hot sauce and canned mangoes, including juice, blended up, drizzled over generic toaster waffles. It was the breakfast that really carried me through the struggle years.
This is a good struggle meal.
This is a great struggle meal. This is also like two steps away from being like a $19 brunch dish at a hip LA restaurant.
Exactly.
You know what
exactly.
I mean?
Exactly. I think they're using El Pato, by the way.
You think, oh, that's the dollar? Yeah.
Yeah. My mind immediately went to the El Pato. Yeah.
Yeah. My dad worked at a dollar store growing up, and not one of the big corporate ones, not 99 cent only, not Dollar General. It was just one owned by an Israeli dude in Oceanside. And my brother and I used to set up a lemonade stand outside, but then he wanted to cut the owner, the Israeli owner. And so I'm like 8 years old and we're trying to like negotiate. He's like, you're in front of my store. You're stealing my customers. What if they want to buy a juice from me? He had a point.
I say the D word?
Listen.
What a dick.
So we gave him, that was how, we learned about predatory capitalism as
what
children.
What a dick.
Anywho, his name was Osi?
Osi?
Osi. Osi. Osi, if you're out there, 99 cent store owner from Oceanside, I forgive you, I guess. I don't know. I stole a lot of candy from
you would steal
all
the candy?
Well, here's the thing. I think, my brother, I mean, neither of us stole anything. It's bad. Don't do it. But, we all did things that we weren't proud of. I think, if anything, we stole the lemonade powder from the 99 cent store to sell in front of the 99 cent store.
And he probably knew that.
He probably knew that.
Which is why...
Looking back, it's just all a closed loop,
You have so many funny stories as a kid. Really, they're so traumatic, but so funny. Thank you for always
Weird
sharing.
Weird stuff, man. Weird stuff.
Okay, Veggies and Virtues says, Fresh basil is a must for breakfast sandwiches. Fresh basil plus jam/preserves just elevates the dish, the sweet, savory, earthy 1-2-3 punch. That's a KO. These are very well-written opinions, by the way. I love the voice that people are using.
Y'all are stepping up.
Yeah.
I just want to say that. Unless we got like a new crop of fans recently and that's what's going on, but you're doing great.
Just the way that these are written, like people are like very passionate and you can
pathos,
tell.
There's ethos. It's got it all.
Yeah, I like it. I love fresh basil in a nice breakfast sando.
I don't like basil and eggs. Don't put pesto on my eggs. I don't.
You don't like pesto and eggs.
I don't like pesto and eggs. So what? I think here's the thing, Nicole.
You wanna
know why? Because fresh basil, such a strong, pungent smell.
Uh huh.
So is eggs. Eggs got the egg stink. When I'm eating eggs, Nicole, I want egg stink and egg stink only. I don't want the freshness of the basil. I think it takes away from the egg stink. And you know what? Compliments
what
egg stink. Cheese has egg stink in it, and so does bacon because it's pork stink.
But basil stink is just too pretty.
That should be like fresh. That should be, I like basil with like fresh things.
If I ever see you put on a damn tremoula on some eggs, I'm gonna yell at you.
Basil's not.
Ever see you put any sort of green sauce,
tremoula's got a stink to it though, because there's like cumin. There's like a lot of like fresh.
If I see chimichurri on anything resembling an egg, we're gonna fight.
I like herbs and eggs.
I love herbs and eggs. Okay.
Herbs and eggs are R&B duet. I'm herbs.
I'm eggs. Can you guess what am eggs? Because I'm a lady.
How do you like your eggs, Nicole? And on that note, thank you for listening to A Hot Dog's a Sandwich. If you want to hear more from us here in the Mythical Kitchen, we got new episodes for you every Wednesday.
If you want to be featured on Opinions or Like Casseroles, you can hit us up on Twitter at Mythical Chef or @HendyZonda with the hashtag Opinion Casserole.
And for more Mythical Kitchen, check us out on YouTube where we launch new videos every week.
And of course, if you want to share pictures of your dishes, hit us up on Instagram at Mythical Kitchen.
We'll see you next time.